I remember an armed robber that was killed, and before those days of firing squad, he said he should call his mother. Because every time he did something wrong, his mother was behind him. So he called his mother and beat her ears. He said, "You didn't raise me well." The Bible says, Proverbs 10, let me show you something. I know a lot of you who are planning to get married. Look at the woman. Well, le broski sapa sapa le brongo zivi zivi. Oh. Proverbs 10, verse 1. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. It says, will lead to depression. And that's what happens in our culture. When a boy is good, they say, he's the son of his father. When the guy is bad, they say, mama became. So you better look at the mother. Your son is going to suck from her paps. She's going to talk to that boy. You look at the way she talks, her language. She's going to crown that boy or ruin that boy. My mother always told me, they want Leah Connie, she will begin to heal me. In Yoruba, they call it Oriki. She will heal me. You'll be successful. I'm telling you, I'm the one. She will heal me. Look at where I am today. Thank you, mommy. Something about the mother. You look at 1 Kings 4, the Shunammite woman. When her son was sick, he was with the father in the field. The father said, carry him home to his mother. The boy is sick. He said, carry him home. He didn't follow him home. A child is sick. They tell the wife, carry the child to the hospital. There's something about the mother's heart, a true mother. I've heard of mothers that threw away their children. They don't know men. They don't understand what we're talking about. They don't understand that when God gives a woman a child, she wants that woman to raise a king out of that child. They don't know. And a lot of our girls today, all the focus on is Mary Kay, Clarence, Macari, Estee Lauder, whatever. And all those things. My perfume is authentic. I don't use Dubai. For what now? Italy. Your perfume doesn't make the boy better or the girl better. Good to have perfumes, but understand the Aleph Mem, what you're called to do, my God, who a mother really is from God's perspective. You have a responsibility of prayer. You're a mediator. Before Jesus started his ministry, first of all, when Jesus was missing, if you understand, when he was in Jerusalem, naturally, he was missing to them, but he was in Jerusalem, and they went to look for him. Notice it's always Mary that is talking. The Bible says that you should not forget the instruction of your father. And it says, and forsake not the law, the Torah of your mother. It says the father gives instruction. The mother gives Torah. The rules of engagement. How that child, oh boy. How that child should be raised. When Jesus, when they found him, Mary said, why have you allowed your father and I? Notice the father didn't talk. I'm not saying the father should not speak. I'm showing you how mothers have made people successful. Joseph, even when he was dying, Joseph was not there. Joseph was not there. We'll deal with that on Father's Day. But look at mother. The mother was there. My mother knew my calling. When I was becoming stubborn and 17, my mother began to cry. And she said, God, if it's because I didn't give this child to you as I promised when he was born, forgive me. That same week I was restored to Christ. My mother's cry brought this man, not my father's prayer. Aleph Mem. And you have girls, I want to marry. It's not, we are married, you are getting yoked. You are saying, I want to become a mother. I want responsibility. Because that ox there is a sacrificial ox. The mother has to sacrifice for the children. You're wearing expensive George. Your gele is 30,000. And your children are moving out with this running out of their nose. Africa, we call it kata. Yeah, running. See the children. You don't know Aleph Mem. You have to crown your children. Sometimes I'll give my wife money for her clothes. She'll go and buy things for the children. The sacrificial ox. And I told her, I said, enough of this. I have to give you more money to take care of yourself. Enough of this. She wants her children to wear the best. You raise your child well. Look at Jesus. In John chapter 2, they went to a wedding. He went with his mother. The father wasn't even there. And his disciples. And the Bible says, when they wanted wine, Mary said to him, his mother said to him, they have no wine. And he said to his mother, woman, my hour has not yet come. And his mother turned to the people and said, whatever I says to you, do it. Jesus said, my hour is not yet come. Who opened the door to his ministry? His mother. How many mothers know the time for their sons to step up to the plate? They don't know. By watching your own video. Hey, this film tough. Ah. Just watching 6 home videos. As I watch film for money tonight, thank God for this public holiday. She didn't make out time to stay with her children. Solomon, the Proverbs of Lemuel, which his mother taught him. How many mothers take time and open their Bible and teach their children? Watch a movie. Say, don't pass. She's cooking, you know. There was one time they had what they call second chance. You remember that stuff? Oh, boy. People used to run away from churches, running home. It's a second chance. Second, married women, single women, second chance. God is not first. When God is first, what will happen? Your children, your men, your children, your womb, those who come out of your womb will be protected. God is not first. You've removed the ox. Your children are scattered. The sacrifice of Christ for your home. You're enforcing the law in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Your word says, great shall be the peace of thy children. You're enforcing the law. God's word over your home. Praying it over your children. Justine said every time he's going to school, his mother never ceases to bless them. And all their children are great. None of them recovered from drugs. But you hear some other minister's children say, I was into drugs. I want to thank God he brought me back. Their story was not like that. Every day as I go to school, their mother will bless them. I bless you, Joel. I bless you. I bless you. Every morning, she will run out. Sometimes they're late because she's running, blessing them. Blessed before they go. When the father was about to die, and they said, who is going to be the father's successor? The father said, she's going to be Joel. And the mother called Joel and made him know, son, it's time to step up to the plate. And he said, I've never preached all my life. I've been into television production. I've never preached. The mother said, just give it one shot. And Joel came. That one shot. He's now the pastor of the largest and the fastest growing church in America because of a mother. The mother need was time to step up to the plate. It's time to answer your destiny. Mothers don't even know the destiny. Guess what? Guess what? Have you observed that most of the people that God gave the name to the children before they were born, most of them the mother was primarily involved. Before Jesus was born, he didn't go take permission from Joseph. He went first of all to Mary. When they came to Zechariah, that his child, his prayer has heard, his child, his wife will give birth to a child, the man was doubting God. God made him dumb because the wife has believed at home. The man would have gone to say, nothing, it's not pregnancy. Say, I'm seeing signs. Say, no sign, you're an old woman, me old man. How do, are you playing with some small boys around this area? God made the man dumb. If you observe, there's something, the Aleph Mem, there's a place a mother plays, that spiritual role in a child's life. Just choosing babe. Are you aware that Joel Osteen wanted to stop his television broadcast because he felt that his father was a better preacher, he was not a very good preacher, that he shouldn't preach. And his wife, Victoria, said, you are a good preacher. Keep on preaching. It matters who you choose for a wife. You choose an Aleph Mem. I wonder who you are choosing or you are dating. Does she have spiritual values to transfer to your children? Or do you have spiritual values to bring to someone's child? What are you going to bring to that home? I always tell people, I say, when you're getting married as a woman, bring something to the table. I say, I'm not looking at money. At least bring wisdom. Because that day, David said, there will not remain anyone that pisseth against the wall. That's when I found out in olden days, they used to also weigh against the wall. When I saw it, I was a small man. I was like, pisseth against the wall. I said, this practice has been there from time immemorial. It means a male, everyone that pisseth against the wall. So, David was coming to kill every male in the house, but there was an Aleph Mem, a mother. And Abigail ran to David and spoke well. And David said, you have stopped me from doing this bloodshed that I've carried out today. The woman had good understanding. Her husband, the Bible says, was churlish. He was a fool. Nabal is his name. As his name is, so is he. Think about it. The woman protected the man in his blind spot. So if you marry a spiritual man like Isaac, and Isaac is going blind, his blind spot, and he wants to bless the wrong son, Esau, and you are not sensitive like Rebecca, you could ruin the generation God has entrusted you and your husband with. So you have to start investing in yourself. As a woman, you have to start investing in yourself. In Judges chapter 5, I believe verse 19, the Bible tells us about a woman called Deborah. Israel, everybody was moving anyhow and living anyhow. And so the woman arose. Her name was Deborah. Let's read it. Judges 5. Let me just get that. Judges 5. Hallelujah. Judges 5 verse 7 rather. Judges 5 verse 7. Let me begin from verse 8, verse 6. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of villages ceased, they ceased in Israel, until that I, Deborah, arose. That I arose a mother in Israel. This woman brought Israel out. There were no men to stand in leadership, even when she told Barak to lead the children of Israel to war. Barak said, I will not go unless you go with me. She was a mother in Israel. Now you move beyond just your home. Now we've talked about the Aleph Mem of the home. You become a leader, a mother in society. Think about it. Think about it. Are you having that dream? To lead your children to the place where you crown them into their destiny. You crown them. And you grow. Become a mother in society. It all begins with the first thing. The ox. We cannot have a great marriage. We cannot become a great mother. We cannot become great fathers until
First of all, we accept the sacrificial ox, Jesus Christ. He laid down his life for us. It begins with salvation.